Minneapolis Program Segregating White and Black Staffers Postponed. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 25, 2019. The Minneapolis Division of Race and Equity has postponed a program for employees that would have segregated black and white staffers in separate rooms. The series, dubbed Sacred Conversations, was postponed after City Coordinator Nuri Rivera-Vandermeid observed Minneapolis does not separate people based on race, ethnicity, or any other protected identity, reported the Star Tribune. The Sacred Conversations series was intended to commemorate the arrival of the first African slaves in Jamestown in 1619. According to the news report, the program sought to help city employees discuss how they relate to the enslavement, resistance, and continual push for liberation for African American people. Though postponed for now, another Tribune report suggested the program will be rescheduled at a later date. The program created a firestorm, drawing the attention of Peter Kersenow, a member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, who wrote to Mayor Jacob Frey, "Although the events have been canceled for now, media reports indicate they will be rescheduled. Respectfully, this would be a very bad idea." Kersenow continued in the letter obtained by Breitbart News. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the June 27 session was to have the theme of recovering our narratives of oppression and liberation. During the session, black-bodied employees were to be separated from white-bodied employees, ostensibly because they are the two groups who were historically affected by slavery. Does everyone automatically get either a scarlet letter or a gold star just because their skin is roughly the same shade as slave owners or slaves who lived somewhere other than Minneapolis 160 years ago? What if a black person who's a recent immigrant is descended from slave traders in Africa? Do we send him to the oppressor lecture with the white-bodied folks, or the victim lecture with the black-bodied folks? And what about Asian and Hispanic employees? Where do they fit into the oppression Olympics? Kersenow, an attorney and a Republican member of the commission who also serves as chairman of the board of directors of the Center for New Black Leadership, referred to the Sacred Conversations series as galactically stupid, and observed that dividing employees by race and haranguing members of one race is presumptively illegal. "I'm glad that Sacred Conversations has been postponed, but I urge you to cancel the event entirely," Kersenow concluded in his letter. "And please, don't replace it with Diversity Day." The lecture series, produced as well by the Division of Race and Equity, is reportedly open to the public. The first lecture will give space to participants to remember who African Americans were before 1619, stated the news report. Minneapolis's Division of Race and Equity was established in December 2017, 2 years after the city hired two equity and inclusion managers for the city coordinator's office.